This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Whether you're into food freedom, health freedom, medical freedom, or any other kind of freedom, you're going to find this analysis worthwhile. I'll demonstrate it for you here. Let's pay attention to the fact that China recently said, just a few days ago, that the United States should ban all guns, you know, from the hands of citizens. Now, China, of course, is a gun-controlled, communist, totalitarian regime. I don't know if you've ever been to China. I've been to China, and it is a police state. They control the internet there. If you speak out against the government there, I mean, just critical. If you're just critical of the government, you can be not just silenced, but you can be arrested. You can be executed and have your organs harvested. There's a massive market for black market organs in China. And they ban the Bible there. They ban even meditation. They ban the Falun Gong meditation group. They ban people talking about Tiananmen Square. Was that 1989, I believe? I think so. But anyway, the point is China is a totalitarian police state. And China has gun control. And China wants the United States to have gun control. But you see, gun control always goes hand in hand with other forms of control. Because this is the big takeaway point from this. Whether you're anti-gun or pro-gun, this truth is still applies. Gun control, health control, food control, it's all about controlling people. It's not about controlling the guns or controlling the health or whatever. It's about controlling people. All of it comes down to people control. And in totalitarian regimes where you have gun control, you very often have a lack of health freedom, a lack of food freedom, a lack of speech freedom. Because in America, we have the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and many others, but the first and second go hand in hand. You have to have the right to be able to speak your mind, even to speak critically of the government. And then the Second Amendment is there to make sure that you can defend your right to exercise the First Amendment. This is key. They're paired. The Second Amendment, the purpose is largely to protect the First Amendment or to protect the underlying freedoms that allow the First Amendment to be expressed. And so all these issues that we value as individual beings, if you're a gardener and you want to be able to grow your own food, if you're a rancher, you want to be able to milk a cow and sell the milk to your neighbor without being arrested and imprisoned. If you are an herbalist and you want to have the right to grow your own medicine without being arrested, then it's critical to support all the underlying freedoms that make this country relatively free, and that includes the Second Amendment. So, in other words, you can't really live in a society that has food freedom and health freedom if you take away self-defense freedom. They all go together. And if you don't like the Second Amendment and you want the government to come take away everybody's firearms and self-defense tools, then in essence, you're demanding a totalitarian regime that would inevitably also take away your other rights. If the government can take away the guns, which is a divine right, the right to self-defense, the right to protect your family, your life, your property, if they can take away that right, what right couldn't they take away? And the answer is, there's nothing that's sacred if they can take away your right to protect yourself. They can take away your right to speak. They can take away your right to grow your own food. They can take away your right to say no to a vaccine mandate. They can take away your right to speak your mind in a website or a blog. And that's ultimately where, you know, if you think about it, the totalitarian elements in society that love big government and they love government tyranny and they love absolute control over the population. What do you call those people? They're called Democrats. And really, to some extent, some establishment Republicans too. They want to be able to spy on citizens. They want to have a kind of police state. But it's the Democrats, to a much larger extent, that want a nanny state. They want a big government to tell you what to think, what to buy, what to eat, how to act, to say you can't use these words because they're politically incorrect, to say you can't defend your home. You have to call 911 and have a government approved person with a gun come to your home, i.e. a police officer. And they don't allow you to do it yourself. You know, it's big government regimes that take away all your freedoms. Look at the food freedom issue in California, where we had, the raw milk issue. And they arrested James with Rawsome Foods, and they threw him in jail because he was selling raw milk and raw cheese. And they brought in a government truck to come steal his inventory. And they destroyed over $50,000 worth of raw food. And they threw him in jail for a very long period of time. They put him through hell. Why? Because California is a big government totalitarian police state. And that's where the left is very, very strong. It's practically a monopoly on the left coast of Democrats. They run the show there. They run Ventura County. They run LA County. They run Sacramento. They run the entire left coast, San Francisco, down to San Diego and beyond. And they want to ban guns, and they want to ban your health freedom, and they want to ban your food freedom, and they want to tell you that you cannot lift a finger without government approval. And by the way, I know people who run businesses in California in those areas, and they are all struggling. They're struggling. And you know why they're struggling? Because it takes 2.5 years to build a building, because you have to get all these government approvals. The taxes are out of control. Even if you make money in California, you have to turn over about half of it to government in one form or another, either state or federal. The state government also has so many taxes on inventory and conducting business and environmental requirements that some of them make no sense whatsoever. It's just a way to interfere with business. And so by the thousands, people are moving out of California and small businesses are leaving California because you cannot survive there with that totalitarian police state government. Now, California is a great place if you're an illegal alien, if you're a welfare recipient, if you love the idea of living off of government, California is awesome for you. But it is collapsing because it's a dystopian, totalitarian regime that's bankrupt, that's morally bankrupt and financially bankrupt, and respects no individual humanity. And California is a gun control state. So the reason I mention all this is I just wanted you to observe the pattern here. Wherever you see people trying to take away the guns, you also see them trying to destroy food freedom, health freedom. You know, California passed SB 277, the vaccine mandate, that denies children an education if they're not injected with really an unlimited list of mandatory vaccines that keeps getting larger and larger every year, because the vaccine companies want the state to mandate the sale of their products. You know, the vaccine companies are making billions while children are being made autistic and paralyzed and maimed and injured and lobotomized, having seizures and all these other things because of vaccine ingredients. But the state mandates it. The state is saying that you, as a parent, you don't even own your own child. You don't have the right to say no to a toxic vaccine that kills children every year across America, even according to government statistics. No wonder that same state says you don't have the right to even defend yourself. You don't have the right to defend yourself against a criminal, nor to even defend yourself against the government itself in California. That's how insane California is. And yet, then you have these same politicians there that say, well, we support, you know, pot freedom and marijuana freedom because we're pro-freedom. No, you're not. You're not pro-freedom. You know the reason why marijuana is being legalized in places like California? Because they want the masses to be lethargic potheads. And as much as I'm against the prohibition of cannabis, you also have to understand that people who smoke a lot of marijuana, they are not people who take a stand against tyranny. They are people who sleep a lot. They tend to be lazy. It saps their willpower. It saps their individuality. You know, smoking marijuana a lot, you know, like a little bit's not going to hurt you, but you start doing it a lot and you start turning into an obedient zombie pothead, which is what California wants. And that's what Colorado wants. That's what these states want. marijuana is only legalized because they know it's a form of compliance. It's the same thing that the United Kingdom, you know, the British Empire did back in the day of getting all the Hong Kong Chinese people hooked on opium. It was a form of chemical imprisonment of the population there. It allowed the British Empire to rule over Hong Kong with great ease because so many of the people there were hooked on opium and they were pliable. They were easy to control and they wouldn't rise up because if you're hooked on opium, you're not going to rise up and demand your freedom and demand your country. All you're going to do is demand more opium. And so that's what's happening actually in California and in places like Colorado. Even at the federal level, why are opioids still legal when they're killing over 60,000 Americans a year? Right now, they're killing over 60,000 Americans a year, and yet they remain legal. And there's no effort on the part of the FDA to ban them, to take them off the shelf. You might argue, well, yeah, hey, some people really have chronic pain and they need them. And that might be true, but the government has been really allowing the pushing of opioids because it creates a compliant population, people who don't want to rise up, people who don't want to speak out. That's why if you ever notice, the people who have the most powerful voices for individual liberty are people who don't use drugs. For the most part, I mean, I know there are exceptions, but if you look around, you look at people, you know, like myself, or let's say Ben Shapiro, or Sean Hannity, or others, you know, they are not drug addicts. They're not, certainly not using recreational drugs. Some people might be on certain types of medication, but not mind-altering medication. The people who are speaking out for liberty are clear-headed individuals. They're not typically alcoholics or drug users or drug addicts or medication addicts of any kind. So remember that. The government knows that too. And they know that if they give you freedom, if they call it freedom, but get you hooked on substances, then they have you as a slave anyway. And also remember that if you abuse substances, then you are enslaving yourself. And by the way, if you abuse substances, you probably shouldn't be playing around with firearms either, come to think of it. So, you know, those who have firearms, we want to be clear-headed, level-headed, ethical, law-abiding citizens. You know, like myself, I've never been arrested in my entire life and passed all the FBI background checks and so on for owning weapons and concealed carry and class 3 firearms and suppressors and so on, which requires a tremendous, you know, big background checks and fingerprints and everything. And concealed carry requires skills tests and so on and written tests. And it's people like me who are the majority of firearms owners across America. And we are law-abiding, upstanding citizens who tend to prevent crime. We tend to stop bad guys if we're around when bad guys are trying to kill people. You know, we would stop them. But it's the left, it's the totalitarian left that wants to take away gun rights from the law-abiding citizens. And it's the same totalitarian left that wants to take away your right to purchase or sell raw milk. They want to take away your right to access natural medicine. They want to take away your right even probably to grow your own food, save your own seeds. And they don't even want you to have the right to read a food label and know whether or not that food contains GMOs, because they all voted down the GMO labeling laws so that you don't even know what you're eating. Think about that. These same people that want to take away your Second Amendment rights and suppress your First Amendment rights, they also don't even want you to know what you're eating. That's what control freaks they are. They want to keep you in the dark on things that matter. They don't even want you to have the full information of what's in a box of cereal. No wonder they want to take away your guns. So in conclusion, I invite all of you, even if you have been an anti-gun person in the past, and maybe you don't own guns, and maybe you don't like guns, and you hate the idea of guns. Maybe you hate the idea of any kind of violence, including self-defense violence. I would still invite you to consider the importance of supporting the Second Amendment, because there is a massive spillover effect, or maybe there's a better term for that, All these freedoms go hand in hand. You can be sure that in a nation where the Second Amendment freedoms are protected, there's a tendency to protect other freedoms that you might really care about. Again, medical freedom, health freedom, food freedom, freedom to speak, all these things. If they start taking away the Second Amendment, all these other freedoms will go down as well. And you will wake up one day, you'll find yourself living in a totalitarian police state regime, maybe run by communists, by actual communists in America. You will wake up and find that you've lost your country. You've lost your freedoms. And if the Second Amendment is gone, then you've given up your even the opportunity to fight for getting your freedoms back. You cannot even defend your nation anymore if you don't have firearms. So we the people, we need to defend the freedoms that we still have. And frankly, we need to demand an expansion of individual liberties. We need to demand health freedom, by the way. There should be a constitutional amendment. That is the Health Freedom Amendment that says parents and adults can decide for themselves what forms of medicine they agree to and what forms of medicine they reject. And no government should be able to force any medical intervention on an adult or a child without their consent. And in fact, that's consistent with basic human rights at the United Nations. That's consistent with basic medical ethics that are described by the American Medical Association. And yet, California violates those every day with vaccine mandates. And the FDA violates those, and the CDC violates those. So we still have a lot of progress that has to be made in the realm of personal liberties and freedoms. We have to continue to demand those freedoms, every kind of freedom, again, health freedom, food freedom, firearms freedom, self-defense, all these things, freedom to speak, freedom of religion, all these things. And that, by the way, that is the only reason why I talk about politics. I don't care about politics per se. I just care about individual liberty and freedom. That's what gets me concerned, you know, concerned enough to speak out and say, hey, we have to defend these freedoms. So if that makes sense to you, you can hear some of my other podcasts at healthrangerreport.com or read my website, naturalnews.com. I am well known as a defender of individual liberty, health freedom, food freedom, constitutional freedoms. I'm an American patriot. I love my country. I'm compassionate. I love to protect life. I'm an advocate of natural medicine and sustainable living and green living, all these things. And yet, I am very concerned that if the left gains power in this country, they will destroy our liberties and they will destroy this country and they will destroy our future. That's why I dare to talk about political issues. So I thank you for listening. Again, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.